In the great world of fermentation, are you exploring other ways of
Well, yeah,
doing things? I'm
doing a lot of work now with turning nut paste into fermented meats, fermented food. Like I made a natural Nutella out of macadamia paste and ginger and cinnamon and cacao and coconut flour and honey, and fermenting that for a couple of days in the atmosphere and then bottling it, and wonderful stuff. Natural Nubella, I call it.
Are there any precautions that people should take? Like, if, you know, especially if you're new to fermentation and you are leaving things out in warm weather, is stuff you look out for to say maybe this time it's gone to, you know, not the direction that it should and it's maybe not safe?
One thing to look out for is fear of bacteria. Because that's really big in people, I know that. I mean, I had it myself, but don't be afraid of germs and leaving things open. You know, this is a fallacy. We've been made to fear a lot of the things that, like, precautions we have to take around food. And it's the best food when it's breaking down. And if something goes off and it's fermenting, it just gives you the wrong smell. You know it. But then it doesn't happen. I haven't seen it happen with anything I've made. You know, if you leave a bread dough just sit for 3 days, it'll just turn basically to alcohol. So the whole thing's a process of, you know, catching it at which stage you want to have it broken down. You can still make bread out of the dough when it's reached the alcohol stage, and you probably get drunk from it. It tastes good.
Oh, well, there you go, all in one.
Get drunk on your sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. I think there might be a new business for you there. But yes, if it doesn't smell right, maybe don't eat it and try it.
Yeah, but honestly, I really haven't smelled anything go off like I have when I've had some normal made bread go off with fungus all over it. This bread doesn't attract fungus. It doesn't create fungus because the things that would create fungus are the proteins that are breaking down. They're already broken down, so they have a shelf life. I've had a loaf in the fridge, like sealed in the fridge for 6 months just to monitor it, and it was fine.
Obviously, there are people with celiac disease and...
Yeah, well, they used to be one in a million before the 60s, and now it's sort of one in two. And that's understandable because of the way that wheat is treated now. Only since the 50s, before the 50s, I went to the local bakery as a kid, and they left the dough overnight. We were eating the best bread as when I was a kid in Brisbane.
And then what happened?
And then Tip Top came to town, American bakeries, and they had corporate bakeries, bought all the little bakeries out, and they got rid of the night shift and created the bread in 2 hours, 3 hours, instead of the 14 hours they were doing it.
And so it's good for the business model, but not good for our health.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, corporate decision. Quicken it all up. No idea what they were doing. They weren't sort of being evil or anything. Consciously, they were just cutting out a process that was so time-honored and wonderful for us. And I realize now as a kid I was having raw milk and I was having this slow-made bread. I thought I had an unhealthy diet there for many years when I was a kid, but I didn't.
One of the things that you say is that we're kind of giving up a lot of foods thinking that it's going to be good for us. But if we treat them the right way, we can actually bring a lot of foods back into our diet.
There's a way of processing every different type of food to make it optimally sort of digestible for you.
Do you think there will come a day when the major bakeries will go back to making bread properly and slowly?
Well, I'm going to start.
Okay.
I met a lovely Vietnamese woman baker in Brisbane this morning, and I gave her a copy of my book, and I said, look, I'm coming back when I finish this thing in Byron, and I'm going to come in here and make you the bread this way. And her 20-year-old son, who's the baker there, they got really excited. And now I know I'm going back there to make bread in Brisbane, and they're going to start selling in that little pie shop. Oh. So that's the start.
And then is going to take over the world. I look forward to it.
Yeah, I have that sort of vision, world of good bread.
That's my idea of heaven. Don't even have to die first.
Thank you, Tess.
Thanks, Clive.